fire department is on its way. Mr. Ramsell is here with a fire episode of Mr. Ramsell, why do we have to learn this? It's so boring. This episode is brought to you by the Mr. Ramsell Foundation of Academic Education Enhancement and Learning Good. So today, oh my gosh, it's the bell. All right, I'm not editing this. So today, we are learning about the legislative branch of our government of the United States of America. The legislative branch is just a couple of big words thrown together that simply means Congress. Congress, as you learned about in the Virginia Plan, Lesson 8 throwback, what, was divided into two different houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate was created to make all of the small states happy with receiving equal representation. I know, you are totally wondering, how is this equal representation, Mr. Ramsell? I am so glad you asked, student who is listening to this. Well, each state was able to elect and send two representatives to the Senate. This means that today, there are 100 senators in the Senate. We have 50 states, and if there are two senators per state, 50 times 2 equals 100. Yay, math! So, what does it take to be a senator? A senator must be 30 years old and have 9 years of citizenship. Their requirements are stricter than the House of Representatives, which is why they are considered the upper house and are allowed to serve six-year terms. The House of Representatives, on the other hand, was created in order to make the larger states happy. The number of representatives that are sent to the House from each state is based on that state's population, so larger states would receive more representatives. Currently, there are 435 representatives in total. To become a representative, you must be 25 years old. That means I could run for Congress. Isn't that scary? And you have to have 7 years of citizenship. Since the House requirements are less strict, they are up for re-election every 2 years. All right, enough about the two branches. What is their purpose? Well, in Article 1 of the Constitution, it outlines the powers of Congress. The following are all powers that Congress has. So Congress's number one job is to make laws. After that, Congress imposes taxes. They set the budget, they spend money, they create the military, like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Space Force. They declare war, they approve treaties and executive appointments. So like when the president says, hey, I want to make this person a federal judge, Congress has to approve that. They establish federal courts. They impeach federal officials, like the president, and they contain this elastic clause, which will allow them to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper. So if they think that a law needs to be made, they have this elastic clause saying that they can make it. That's a lot of responsibility. Let's talk about their number one job, though. What was that again? Ah, yes, you guessed it. Or maybe you didn't. Either way, it was to make laws. Well, how do they do that? Firstly, any member of Congress can propose a new law called a bill. Yes, I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. Then, sitting on Capitol Hill. Then, the bill is analyzed by a committee, and then it can be killed if it's trash or set for a vote if it's good. If the bill passes in the Senate or the House, then it goes to the other committee, whether it's the Senate or the House. So, for example, if the bill passes in the Senate, then the House votes on it. If the bill passes in the House first, then the Senate votes on it. If both of the houses of Congress pass the bill, it then goes to the president to be signed or vetoed. If the president vetoes the bill, which means that he doesn't like it, they get rid of it, right? At this point, it goes back to Congress, and Congress can overturn the veto with a two-thirds vote in both houses. If they overturn the veto, the bill becomes a law without the president's signature. So that's the legislative branch in a nutshell. Remember, all of this information can be found on the Google Slides presentation on Module 2 of the website. Next time, we will discuss the executive branch of government. Stay tuned, kiddos.